So verse 19, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Today we have Pastor Derek speaking on a sermon topic, Listen.
Morning, everyone. 2 weeks ago, when I spoke, we talked about speaking. Do you still remember that? We're actually not about speaking, it's about holding your tongue. It's like not speaking. Today we will get on to listening. When was your last, long chat with somebody? Are you usually the one who talk a lot? Or are you usually the one who listen a lot? Just saying, or pretend to be listening. Some of us need to talk as we think. So they just keep talking, keep thinking. Some of us just, if the conversation is going in a fast pace, we just can't catch up. We just can't think and we can stop for a while, I'll think about that, and then I will respond to you. But no matter what, I think one of the needs that we have is we want to be listened to. Even for those who don't know how to express yourself, at the bottom of our hearts, we want to be listened to. We all need that. Today we want to learn about how to listen to each other. But some of you may know that today's passage is actually about is talking about how to listen to God, how to listen to God's Word. And hopefully very soon you will see these two things actually relate to each other. James starts with a proverb, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. I'm sure you're pretty familiar with this. Quick to listen. Doesn't mean quickly finish what you want to say and then I can quickly finish my listening. Or maybe you say tell me quickly. I want to know it quickly. Well, quick to listen means hurry up. Come to listen. It means quickly come in front of God and stay there. Be still. Be quiet. And listen. Do you do that often? Or you only do that on Sunday in a place that you have to stop talking, you have to stay here and listen. Sometimes we quickly open the Bible, we quickly finish reading. Or maybe when you're in trouble, when you pray to God, you ask God, give me a verse quickly, I want to know. Give me the direction quickly. Well, God always initiated conversation, so He will talk to you. He doesn't need you to prompt Him. For example, in Genesis, after Adam and Eve, they ate the fruits that they shouldn't eat, they heard God walking in the garden, and then they hid away. They're afraid. They're shameful. They're feeling shameful. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? God initiated the conversation. And in 1 Kings 19, when Elijah, hope you're familiar with that. When he arrived to the Mount of God after running and walking for 40 days and 40 nights. Imagine that is a long, long time. And the Lord said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And when the Lord asked him the same question again, the Bible described it as a low whisper. The thing that I want to talk about is that we need to know about how God actually talks. He started conversation and he whispered in a low voice. So unless we keep our mouth shut, unless we do that, you won't be able to hear what God is going to talk to you. We will miss that low whisper. That's why quick to listen is quickly come in front of God and stay there. Be still, be quiet, and listen. That's our attitude to God. Take the time to do a promotion for prayer retreat next week if you haven't registered. That's the time that we go away to a place that we can have a quiet time. I mean, but certainly in New Zealand, you can find places that are quiet. Maybe at home, you can find a place right after you put down your phone, put aside that, and then you can do that. Let's listen to God. Do we have the same attitude when we listen to people? I guess not. Because normally we don't have that patience. We don't have that patience even for God. Have you thought about that when we listen to people, actually we should be quick to listen to God at the same time? Like at the same time when we're hearing people share their ups and downs, do we actually hear God speaking at the same time? Do you hear the Holy Spirit is speaking at the same time? We call this double listening. I'm sure you haven't done that, like put your earbud, like one headphone and then another headphone. How can you hear? I mean, it's like mixing together. I don't know. Michael was using a headphone just to protect your ears when you play drum, right? So he is actually doing the double listening. No, because there's nothing coming up from that. There's no source. Hearing God speak when we listen to people. Think about the last time that when you have a chat with somebody, a friend, a brother or sister, when you listen, you don't just listen to what coming out from his or her mouth. You listen to what he or she is thinking, what he or she is trying to express. That's listening to people. But as a Christian, at the same time, we also hear the Holy Spirit teaching us how to respond. That's what we call double listening. This all involves careful listening. I mean, even when you just listen to your friend, or like when she is complaining, this and that in the family, like many incidents happen, what she may want to say is she needs to be loved. She needs to feel the love by her parents. So maybe a friend is in anger, like shouting to his son, why are you doing this? Why you do this and hurt yourself? You hear his anger, his shouting. But if you listen carefully, you actually listen that he is actually expressing his love and asking his son, why are you doing this to yourself? Why didn't you take care of yourself? You know, we hear the song, but we listen to understand the meaning behind that. So that is one part of the double listening. It's like hearing the word from somebody in front of you, and you try to listen to the meaning. But at the same time, we should hear from the Holy Spirit as well. Have you thought about like listening is actually a ministry? We have children ministry, youth ministry, angels ministry. But listening is actually ministry. It's the beginning of loving your brother. Bonhoeffer wrote, just as love to God begins with listening to his word, so the beginning of love for the brother is learning to listen to them. How do you love your brother? Start to listen to them. Learn to listen to them. Last one we talk about, if we don't love our brother and sister, how can we say we love God? And if you today we say, if you don't know how to listen to your brother and sister, how can you say that you know how to listen to God? If we fail to listen to each other, we will soon fail to listen to God. You may ask, like, isn't listening just like when you go to a psychologist, like a counseling session? Is it like that? Or is it just like I'll give the time and my ears to take in whatever a brother or sister want to say? Just like that period of time, that's the ministry of listening. But I would like to say, to be listened to, that process is not the end of this ministry. Let me use confessing to each other as an example. Actually, for confessing to each other is the almost the most greatest service of listening. Because you won't do that unless you can trust your brother. You can trust your brother in front of you that actually will listen to you. But the process of confessing is not the end. The result should be your soul is saved. Your life is free of that sin. With the help and companionship of your brother who truly listened to you. So who can join the ministry of listening? I'm not recruiting, but who can join? First, those who can hold their tongue can be in this ministry. Those who can stop talking can start listening. That's why 2 weeks ago we talked about that first. I mentioned about like holding your tongue is actually the prerequisite. Like a table. When you want to serve a meal to somebody, you want to serve the word of God to somebody, you set the table up, holding your tongue is that table. The entree is listening, to each other. You know that a non-stop talker is usually not a good listener. Because he just can't hear anything, right? There's no chance for him to listen. In Proverbs 18, it said, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. I hope in your mind there's no one or two persons suddenly pop out and say, "Oh, that guy always wants to express his opinion and have no pleasure in understanding." I searched on the web and there's a website lists 5 signs of a bad listener. A bad listener judges, a bad listener minimizes, who say things like, "Well, it's not that bad." Or sometimes they just try to discount your feelings and say, "Well, yeah, I know it's just unfortunate, but like, think about those people, they don't even have things to eat. You're not that bad. I mean, your situation is fine." But it also actually lists 5 signs of a bad listener. The fourth one is a mistake that most husbands usually has experienced. We just can't stop ourselves from doing that. A bad listener gives advice. Well, it doesn't mean that we don't give advice at all. Not at all time, but we shouldn't do that before we actually start listening. These signs mostly point to one big issue. It's like, it's actually happened very often in church. Especially for the teacher, for the leaders, for the worst one usually is the pastors. That's me. The problem is, we sometimes are talking even though we should be listening. As someone seems to have more experience, they have gone through that. Sometimes, pastor express our opinion just too quick, even before we start to listen. That's the case that, oh, I should have that earlier. It's the case with no ears. You're not listening. But sometimes we're better. We listen with one ear. But think about the whole picture. Okay, I listen to you after you say a little bit of things and okay, I know what happened next. Because I've been through that. I've seen many cases. They have done that before and you probably is just one of the cases. But those times is not good because you will be like inattentive to what the people in front of you are saying. You just think about like, how should we, what should I say next? What should I talk about next? That's not listening. back to that five signs of a bad listener. The last one is a bit surprising. The last one is not responding at all. Well, I said that those who talk less have the potential to be a good listener. But it doesn't mean a good listener needs to shut their mouth all the time. So look at this. They look like a good listener, smiling and have their ear open. Do you think you have the potential to be a good listener? Is there anything that you think, oh, yeah, that's me, I have to learn that? And today let's learn about how to listen from James and surely from Jesus. How do we usually listen? I just thought about that. Oh, you just listen, right? Why I need to follow? Why I need to think about that? The first thing is actually we need to prepare. You need to prepare to listen. I mean, the difference between hearing the song and listen to like music, the main difference is you prepare for that. The difference between just hearing my voice or listen to God's word now is whether you have prepared for that. Preparation. And then it's the attitude. Think about any talk or conversation. Shouldn't it affect by who is talking, whether you like to hear them or not? It's a bit different when we come to church. If our attitude is to come and be humble before God to receive what He wants to say to us, then who is speaking is quite secondary. Whether we are focused in God Himself certainly affect our attitude when we listen. And the third thing certainly is the content. The thing being said, the thing being received. No matter how you respect such person, say, when Jesus is talking about how to cook a Jewish dish, if you don't like cooking, you may not be interested. But perhaps Jesus is talking about a parable, so you still need to listen. And the last one is the result. As we spend our effort to listen, we're expecting something. Listening is just not merely just listen, and then after listening, you just forget that. These four things, preparation, attitude, content, and the result, are what James is saying in verse 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. That's how we should receive God's word. Put away any dirty thoughts, worldly thoughts, anything that's wrong in our character or conduct. Prepare the ground for a plant to grow. Take out the weeds. That's our preparation. And meekness is what we require to receive the word. I think it's like sunflowers. You know, when we listen to God's word, it's like sunflower always looking at the sun. Is our direction always Godward? Is that that kind of attitude when we listen to God's word? Always say yes to the word that teaches and commands us. Then we'll be able to receive the implanted word well. And it said the result is our souls are saved. Well, we have been saved. But every time when we hear God's word, that is providing something new to us. The Holy Spirit always renew our life by God's word. Now that's how we listen to God's word. But how that relates, we want to relate to how we listen to people today. How they relate to the ministry of listening. What are those four things when we listen to a person in front of us? You know, listen to the world, listen to people, no matter it's in the church or outside the church, it needs to go hand in hand with listening to God. As a pastor, we are always being reminded that we cannot just preach the Bible. We need to preach, what we preach should be relevant to the world. Karl Barth believed that The preacher should have a Bible in one hand and a newspaper in the other hand. We don't have newspaper now. Your phone will do the job. Or Facebook will do the job. He urges us to view and interpret the current events through the lens of the Bible. But sometimes the preacher forgot about that, and so we should be reminded. But sometimes even a Christian, we focus too much in the Bible alone, and we forget about those people around you. They don't read the Bible. I mean, you need to read things around them. But on the other hand, sometimes when we listen to people, we forget to have the Bible on our other hand. We just listen to them. Maybe if you're a good listener, you get into his or her situation. And then you forget about, well, at the same time, you should listen to God's Word as well. That's why we need to practice double listening. Listen to the one who speaks in front of you and listen to God at the same time. Listen to the Holy Spirit. But for sure, it's a bit different for these two listening. John Stott said in his book, The Contemporary Christian, he said, "We listen to the world with humble reverence, anxious to understand it, and resolve to believe and obey what we come to understand." That's how we listen to God's Word. But when we listen to the world, we have to have critical alertness, still and anxious to understand it too, and resolve, but not necessarily to believe and obey it, but to sympathize with it and to seek grace to discover how the gospel relates to that. I cannot fit what John Stott said in the four things that we need to prepare when we listen to people. But certainly we can see that there's plenty of insight from those two lines. If we get back to these four things, we first need to prepare when we start listening to people. What we need to do? We need to ask God to take away our sins. We need to admit that our sins and ask God for forgiveness. Because basically we want to borrow God's ear to listen. We want to borrow Jesus' ear to listen. So certainly we need to take away our bias, our prejudgment, because God does not have bias. In John 4, when Jesus came to the town of Samaria, he sat beside Jacob's well. The scripture said he was tired. And then he comes surprised. He asked the woman for a drink. He asked his Samaritan for a drink. His actions show that he does not have any bias against Samaritan. He didn't judge them by sitting away from them, by avoiding to deal with them. Sometimes we even need to put away the negative feelings or some misunderstanding or hurt in order to start listening to people. You see that if you have the scripture with you, John 4, or maybe that is so familiar that you can remember some of those. That woman said to Jesus, she said, "Sir, well, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep." Because like Jesus offered to give her the living water. But the woman actually said, "You don't have anything to get the water. How can you get the living water?" And she actually asked, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?" Well, Jesus could get mad and said, "Well, yes, for sure. Certainly I am greater than Jacob." Perhaps Jesus felt offended as well. I don't know. But he didn't say anything. He kept listening and listened to what that woman needed. Because he wants her soul to be saved. You see, even Jesus listened. Sometimes we think Jesus actually knew everything before he started to talk, because he's God. I think he actually listened. He listened to those people come to him. He is a human, and although he is God as well. As a human, I think we should humble to learn and understand different people's life and experience. I mean, it's easy to understand those people who are having a similar life experience as you. But for those people that have a different, very different background than us, you need to listen. We should accept that we may not have experienced such things and may not even understand that feeling. We shouldn't pretend that we know all the answer. Although we know that all the answers should come from God, but we shouldn't pretend that we know all the answer. Borrow from that phrase from John Stott, we should be anxious to understand. So, what is the content? Let's face it, when we talk to people, we won't be talking about the Bible all the time. I mean, when we listen to God, it's all from the Bible. But when we talk to people, it won't be all the way Bible. Jesus didn't take the Torah out and start to explain how to clean, how to use water to clean. And by the way, actually, we should be listening, not talking. I'm not sure when you go to talk to somebody, if you have something you want to teach them, will you just like, I mean, after pretend to listen a little bit and then take down that thing to teach them? I heard that sometimes pastors do that. Right? If I intentionally ask you, hey, come on, I want to have a chat with you. And then maybe I know something about you. I heard about that somebody complained to me. Then I have like, okay, let's look at John 14 and this and that. Well, I mean, that's definitely not listening, right? I mean, I should definitely listen to you. What happened? What are you feeling? You know that Jesus, necessarily about water, Jesus listened to her needs and he relayed that to her thirsty. Jesus heard that this woman is thirsty in her life. And then he relays the gospel to her because God is gracious and he's willing to give a spring of water welling up to eternal life. There's living water. You may think that we are not Jesus. Sometimes we don't know how to, we don't even know the person in front of us, what they need. But I think we should try our best. As Bonhoeffer said, we should listen with the ears of God, so that we can speak the word of God. Use God's ear to listen before you speak with the word of God. So prepare with the right attitude. The Holy Spirit will guide you the right content. Well, I mean, assuming you have the right you have some content in your heart so that the Holy Spirit can guide you to that particular content and talk to the people in front of you after you're listening. And so what is the result when we want to listen to people? As I said, the result is not just like that 2 hours if we have a very good conversation in depth. That's not enough. Careful and deep listening is not enough when people have practical needs that we can actually help to meet. But for that part, that is another plate of entree that's on the table. We'll talk about that next time. Let's collect that, what we have talked about today. We said that we need to practice double listening. We need to listen to the person in front of us and listen to God at the same time. We need to borrow God's ear. We need to prepare. We need to be humble. And as John Stott said, we need to sympathize with the person and to seek grace to discover how the gospel actually relates to what he or she experienced. Let's finish today with an example. We have a case study. Last week, Pastor Grace talked about the change in abortion laws in the United States. If today, a sister in the church or a sister you know comes to you and she wants to have a chat with you, when you ask her what's it about, and she said that she is pregnant and she's thinking about abortion, And then she said, like, let's have a chat tomorrow. Because she doesn't want to do it in church. What will you do before the meeting? How would you prepare yourself? Will you go and ask the pastor, well, can Christian have abortion? What's the church opinion? Is that what you need to prepare? Or is it important to let her know that you're not there to judge her? You're there to support her. Well, perhaps you know that that sister is not married and not even in a relationship. How would you see her? Like after you hear that she's pregnant. How would you prepare yourself so that you can really be her listener tomorrow? We need to be very careful not to communicate any condemnation. We're not there to condemn. We should fill our heart with love and a clear desire to listen. Say, if you are a parent, or say if you have 4 children, or maybe you have been a very strong opposition to any kind of adoption, what attitude do you think that you should have in this ministry of listening? Can you try your best to understand her, maybe her fear of having children? What scripture are you going to share with her? I'm sure you flick through or maybe search on the internet. Scripture, abortion. Psalms 139. Oh, the previous one. This is the second one I want to quote. 139 said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." That is the almost the most commonly quote verse when we talk about abortion. Like, because the life actually starts way before. Are you going to share this with her and say, no abortion? Or you share with her from the same Psalms. That is from verse 1. He said, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me." Are you going to tell her that God knows her current difficulty, but God has a plan in her life? And also God has a plan for her child, although it's so small at this moment. Are you going to do those things? Maybe we should think about that. But if you actually hear about what we're talking about for the past half an hour, then you know that we should just start to listen. We should listen first. Listen to what happened to her. Understand her feelings, her concern. We don't know that yet. And at the same time, listen to God. Think about how would Jesus talk to her if Jesus is the one in front of her. We don't know what the result is. But we know that God wants her soul to be saved. We know that. That's why we have this ministry of listening. May God help us. Let's pray. Lord, we long for a deeper relationship with brothers and sisters. But sometimes because we don't know how to listen to each other, so we cannot develop that relationship. Lord, we know that people around us want to be listened to. But Lord, sometimes we don't know how to listen. We thought that we know how to listen, but sometimes we just merely listen but not actually been able to respond to that appropriately. Lord, help us to listen to those people around us when we have chance. At the same time, Lord, help us to listen to what your Holy Spirit is guiding us to say. Lord, we are sure that as we try our best to listen to those people in front of us, as we prepare with the right attitude, the right content. Lord, you will guide us to speak to them, to point them to the direction you want them to go, that we can experience your guidance at the same time, together. And Lord, we know the result is our souls will be saved. Lord, help us to practice listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.